The second day of Eagles minicamp is in the books. Hi everyone, I'm Alex Smith with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Yesterday was the Eagles offensive line that was all the talk here at the NovaCare Complex, but today that talk shifted to the other side of the ball, talking about the Eagles defensive line. It's a young group, it's a talented group led by names like Fletcher Cox, Benny Logan, and Vinny Curry. And today Chip Kelly talked in his press conference about that young group and what he sees from them moving forward.
Yeah, we're excited about that position. I think it was probably one of our strongest, if not our strongest position last year. As you go through the entire season, we think we provided a little bit more depth for it. But you know, all those guys in another year in the system, you know, Fletch and Vinny and Seth, and those guys have been here for a couple of years. But then you throw Bo Allen and Taylor Hart into the mix with those guys, and we think we'll have a good rotation. And excited about where we are from a defensive line standpoint.
Another interesting point made by Kelly about the defensive line is that Vinny Curry has been taking some reps at outside linebacker, and Curry spoke after practice about taking those reps and doing whatever it takes to make this Eagles defense as strong as possible.
We could be really good, but we just got to keep going. You know, we're not there yet. You know, we got to have that mindset, you know, that grit with us, and, you know, just to keep going, man. You know, every person in our meeting room got to feel that they want to be the best, you know, and like I said, they had to carry out on the field and the rest to take care of yourself.
And if Curry is to take more reps at outside linebacker as time progresses, he would be learning from one of the best in Connor Barwin. And we caught up with Barwin after practice about what it is that makes Curry so relentless on the field.
What does make any pass rusher good and what makes him good is he's relentless and he plays fast. Mm-hmm. And he's got one of the best get-offs in the league. And that's what even to start, you need those. Mm-hmm. And he's got those. And so once he starts to grow to understand some of the different reads, understanding protections a little bit more, and he can play at that same speed, he's going to be even better.
One of the up-and-coming stars on that defensive line is Fletcher Cox, who is quickly being regarded as one of the top young defensive players in the league. Today, Cox spoke about not having the sack numbers quite where he wants, but still being a disruptive force on the Eagles' line.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. The thing is, I'm doing whatever I can, you know, to help this team win, man. And if it's me getting four sacks, then I deal with four sacks. We make it to the playoffs, we get farther. I feel like, I mean, even though, you know, I was with four sacks, we didn't make it to the playoffs, and I feel like we still got a lot of things to prove.
Switching from one position of strength to another, it was the Eagles' running back position that was in the spotlight here on Wednesday. And while DeMarco Murray was the biggest name brought into that group via free agency, both Chip Kelly and Murray spoke about what Ryan Matthews can bring to the Eagles' backfield.
Yeah, Ryan's been a really good addition to us. Big physical running back. You know, I don't think you really know how actually big he is till you kind of pull up next to him. You know, he's almost 230 pounds. I mean, he can really run. He's explosive. I think when he sees a hole, he can change gears and accelerate through it. We're using him a little bit on kickoff return, I think, because of taking advantage of that speed. There's not a lot of guys that have that speed that go along with that size. But we're real excited about having him. He's worked extremely hard here since we got him.
He's a great player. He's had a lot of success in this league. And Deuce knows running backs. He's played the position, so he knows what it takes to be the best. He knows what it takes to, you know, get the best out of each player. So I think with Sproles back there, Matthews and myself and a couple young guys, I think we have a great running back run.
And finally, an injury update here from the NovaCare Complex. It was Earl Wolfe and Randall Evans, a pair of defensive backs, who are once again off to the side during team drills. They were limited in today's training session. And for continuing coverage of Eagles minicamp, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.